Good afternoon. While some parts of interior New York and New England cleared out nicely and are enjoying a good deal of sunshine so far today, a little bit of moisture is still trapped in a small layer in the lower levels of the atmosphere, keeping clouds hanging tough in other spots, particularly the valley locations. Temperatures have struggled in most regions, especially with the low-level clouds, and are only slowly climbing through the teens and 20s. Eventually, we should reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average for daytime highs, with gradually increasing sunshine. A storm system, which will track toward and then off the mid-Atlantic coast and then out over the open Atlantic well to our south and east over the weekend, will still come close enough to allow for some clouds to mix in on both Saturday and Sunday. Both days will be dry, though, and highs should manage to get into the lower 30s for both weekend days. The dry weather will continue into the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to another evolving storm out of the Gulf of Mexico. This, too, will track toward the mid-Atlantic coast, and the latest computer models have this also tracking well to the south and east of us, leaving us dry through the middle of the week. So on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and mountain snow will persist through the end of the week across portions of the Pacific Northwest to the northern and central Rockies as a cold front advances inland and another system approaches behind it. A couple of inches of rain can be expected along the coastal ranges of northern California, and 6 to 12 inches of snow is forecast for the higher elevations of the Olympics and Cascades. Precipitation will begin to taper off along the west coast and areas inland by tonight. However, another bout of light snow will pass over the central Rockies by early tomorrow. Meanwhile, snow, rain, and thunderstorms will continue to spread from the Tennessee Valley and Gulf states toward the mid-Atlantic region as a storm system moves through the deep south, the southeast, and mid-Atlantic through early in the weekend. With ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico feeding into the system, some of the storms may yield periods of moderate to heavy rain. This may lead to areas of localized flash flooding. Wet snow is also expected on the northern periphery of the precipitation shield, especially across the southern Appalachians, where a few inches of accumulation is forecast. A mix of snow and rain will be possible today and tonight across portions of the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic before the front moves offshore for the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Everglades City, Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs near 30 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 60 set in 2008, and the record low 18 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, staying in the lower 30s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday in the lower to mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.